I've been meaning to write about gaslighting for a while now. I get asked about it a lot, and I think it's one of those terms that many people use without fully understanding what it means. In essence, gaslighting is a form of psychological abuse in which a person or group causes someone to question their sanity, memories, or perception of reality. People who experience gaslighting may feel confused, anxious, or unable to trust themselves. It's an insidious form of manipulation and control as it slowly erodes away a victim's sense of self. As with most forms of abuse, it tends to begin slowly, but as the abuser gets away with more and more, the gaslighting will typically escalate. Where does the term originate? Well, the term gaslighting comes from the 1944 film Gaslight, which is derived from an earlier stage play from the 1930s. It's a really brilliant film if you like oldies. I highly recommend it. The premise is the husband, who is a con man, of an independently wealthy woman systematically tries to make her believe that she's going crazy by various psychological tactics, including adjusting the gas lights in their home, dimming and brightening them, but denying all knowledge when she questions him about him. His aim is to drive her to insanity so that he can have her committed to a mental institution and claim her estate for himself. What is the purpose of gaslighting? Gaslighting is the primary tool that an abuser will use to redirect attention away from themselves when they know that what they're doing is wrong. It's a particular favourite tool of narcissists who will not only use it for deflection purposes, but as a way of watching their victims suffer. And I know that sounds incredulous, but it's absolutely true. A narcissist and most abusers' main aim is to never take responsibility for their actions. They also have a complete lack of empathy. They don't care how their victim is affected. So gaslighting is the perfect tool to meet those needs. The primary purpose of gaslighting is deflection, to deflect attention away from the abuser and onto the other people or person. The abuser will actually flat out deny the victim's recollection of a situation, even in the face of cold, hard facts. This leaves the victim feeling confused, disorientated, and questioning their own version of reality. So let's look at the red flags. Once you know the red flags of this type of manipulation and the traits of the people who use it, it's much easier to recognise this form of manipulation. First off, we have flat out denial of something that you know to be true. When the abuser does this, especially for the first time, you'll likely question yourself. You may even give them the benefit of the doubt because they'll be so emphatic that they're right and you're wrong that you're going to believe them. As this behaviour starts to happen more frequently, which it will because it always escalates, you will start to begin to question yourself more and more. Over time, you may find that you're unable to rely on your own recollection of events, doubting yourself and your reality. Next, we have deflection. Whether you want to call it deflection or misdirection, it's kind of the same thing. It gets you off their case. Of course, flat out denial is deflection as well. However, it can also come in the following forms. So, first off, changing the subject quickly. Next, bringing up something completely unrelated to what happened in the past that you thought was resolved. For example, an old argument or some transgression from years ago that they can't seem to let go of. Next is blaming you for what happened or blaming you for their behaviour. Or using big emotions such as getting angry or aggressive or suddenly bursting into tears. We also have creating a completely different narrative to what actually happened. And finally, storming out and staying away for hours or until they think you've calmed down. Now, it's important to note that some abusers will try several of these tactics in one go if they don't feel that you're buying into what they're saying. There is actually another side to gaslighting, and that's when the abuser does small things to confuse their victim, making them question their sanity. And it's particularly favoured by narcissists who like to see people squirm. These can be relatively small things, but done repeatedly over a long period. For example, hiding your keys and other things such as your bag or your phone or the remote control. Secretly moving things around the house, denying all knowledge. Purposefully not telling you something important. And when they're later confronted, they say that they did tell you. So they're the kind of two forms of gaslighting that we see most commonly. So what are the things that an abuser might say? Well, the following statements are real life examples of comments made by narcissistic abusers using gaslighting tactics. I've taken them both from my own experience because I've had a lot of narcissistic abuse in my past. And also from my clients, because I work very closely with clients who have been subject to this type of abuse. So things that they might say: I never said that. I didn't do that. You're making it up. You're the liar. It's you that's lying. You made me do it. If you weren't such a fill in the blank, I wouldn't have to do things like this. I was only joking. You don't get my sense of humour. What about the time you did XYZ? This will be something completely unrelated and is very common when the abuser thinks that they're losing an argument. Very expertly, they're going to turn the focus entirely away from them, making you feel that you have to defend yourself. This is extremely manipulative. Next, we have you're crazy. You need to see someone, you're losing it, or there's something wrong with you. And finally, in this group, we have my ex was just like you. Again, these are all deflection tactics. The abuser knows quite well what they've done, but they will do or say anything to avoid admitting it and taking responsibility. Instead, they will do whatever they can to push the blame away from them and onto their victim in any way they can. In next week's post, I'll discuss what to do if you think you're being manipulated using gaslighting tactics.